the president will actually promise Americans during the State of the Union address that between now and 1 year from tonight, 34,000 troops who are deployed in Afghanistan will be home. As you know, in 2013, he had promised that the U.S. forces would, the withdrawal would begin in earnest, and that the Afghan forces would take the lead in all of the security around the country. This would leave, by my estimate, about 30,000 more troops on the ground, because in 2014, that's when the U.S. combat role is supposed to wind down to an end.
The other topic that I'm sure at the last minute is going to be tweaked into the speech is what North Korea did today with another nuclear test.
Well, he is, and the White House is calling it provocative. Here it is. They have exploded a nuclear test about the same size as one of the bombs used against Japan in World War II. And just 2 months ago, they tested an intercontinental ballistic missile, the kind that could deliver such a warhead to, frankly, American territory. So the White House has condemned this as provocative, but you know, all the diplomacy the president's been trying, that the UN has been trying, hasn't stopped those North Korean plans.
Of course, the planned topics for the State of the Union, one, gun control, and the other, the economy.
Well, and this is going to be all about the economy. I've just come from the office of the new White House Communications Director, Jennifer Palmieri, who says the president's focus tonight really will be Americans' wallets. And he will answer questions such as, how can they make sure, what steps can they take to make sure that good jobs are here on U.S. shores, that American workers are trained to be able to do those, and that the pay for them will be something that middle-class families can really live on.